This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With every passing month, every passing week, the agenda is now completely out in the open, and it's exactly what the globalists said they would do 50 years ago, and they're now going into overdrive. They've hit their afterburners. Thank you for joining us on this March 26th, 2021 live Friday edition. I'd like to show the TV viewers the live show feed today because I think it boils everything we're dealing with on this planet down. I certainly hope you share that page with others so that they can tune in to this verboten transmission. But just look at the stack here. The EU admits 3,964 people have died from the vaccines, and they haven't updated the numbers in a few weeks, so it's going to be much higher. 162,000 plus got injured. Incredible news. We posted this at Infowars.com. Here's another one. Bloomberg op-ed, we must start planning for a permanent pandemic. Never stop masks, never stop inoculations, never stop being non-essential. And why not? Bloomberg's, again, almost double his money during the lockdown. It's a takeover. Supreme Court judge in the UK says it will last at least 10 years. See, it's all being announced now. I told you over a year ago, it never ends. First it's 15 days, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then it's forever with everything else that comes with it. Hey, Jones, just take your vaccine. Just wear your mask. You know, let's get this over with and get it over with. It's all made up fraud. Learn a term to defeat the enemy. It's called medicalization. I was sitting there talking to a lawyer a couple weeks ago, and I said, this is medicalization. And they said, is that a made-up word? No, it's not a made-up word. But we're under. So I typed in medicalization this morning and blew an hour I didn't have at 5 a.m. reading up on medicalization. You go to the Wikipedia and spend years reading the footnotes in it. I just spent an hour. And I pulled up some big mainline studies, prestigious, about that's what we live under. The tyranny we live under is called medicalization. It is a technocracy that uses medicalization to take full control of society. And here's what's scary. Everybody acts like they're so smart that are professionals, doctors, scientists, lawyers. They don't study any of how it all works. They don't study the founts, the progenitors, the designers. I do. And they tell you, they're so arrogant, what the plan is. That's why I've had so many people, including like generals and former heads of intelligence agencies, go, Jones, you've obviously got someone advising you of a level we above even what we know. How do you know all this? How did you predict all this? And I said, I didn't predict a freaking thing, basically. I understand how to collate the data. It's out in the open. It's a horrible plan. Satan came up with it. It's definitely anti-human. It's definitely not humans running it. And I don't, again, get into flying saucers, any of that. I can just look at this from a military perspective, a engineering perspective, a societal perspective, a cultural perspective, a religious perspective, a spiritual perspective, a physical perspective, and tell you this is the end of us. But before we're all destroyed, we have to give in to evil and submit to the tyranny, because that's what it really wants, is us to resonate with its force so that we are bound to it into the future, because we are eternal beings. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to do my best to hit all of this, but I mean, it is just insane. Look how the one Suez Canal breakdown has basically caused a chain reaction that could put us into a world depression. What do you think a big war is going to do? People used to be self-sufficient. Even in World War II, people were self-sufficient. And hundreds of millions died, mainly from starvation. What do you think is going to happen when they purposely keep making everything break down? And I've got stacks of news on that front that is so criminal. Guess how many people in California they are housing per leftist home? Just yesterday I said, I went to foster parent homes when I was a carpet cleaner 30 years ago, and they'd have 6, 7, 8 kids in a tiny house looking like concentration camp victims with a PBP walking around, pot-belly pedophile running it. And it's in the news today. They're housing 26 little kids per usually pot-belly devil worshiper house. I mean, imagine the raping that's going on. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imbrix essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday Live, the beacon of pro-human resistance against the globalist tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and there's the big live show feed headline today. March 26, 2021, Friday Live. EU reports 3,964 killed by COVID vaccines, 162,610 injured, and those numbers are a few weeks old because they're behind reporting it. That is really hard to say out of your mouth. 3,900 plus dead from the vaccine. But Gates told us 700,000 will get sick or die. He told us 80% would get really sick. And it doesn't even protect us. And now they say you got to take 10 vaccines a year. Well, it was 5 vaccines a year. And that you still got to wear a mask and you're still non-essential. And that it's a great thing. Absolutely incredible. And you can go to the articles, link right to the EU's own website. They're not even hiding it. Let me just read you the headlines right now of the most important news we've got in front of us. And I'll tell you about the guest and more that's coming up today. And we're going to open the phones up as well. So Friday Live, nearly 4,000 have died in Europe after taking the vaccine, according to the EU. Wow. The role of COVID lockdowns in 2020 homicides surge, ladies and gentlemen. We already knew that, but this is meant to break down society. Qantas boss, governments to insist on vaccines for flying. BBC. Royal Caribbean only accepts vaccinated passengers on next Caribbean cruise, zero hedge. Whole countries are saying you can't, period, come unless you have it. Even though a lot of people have doctors on record saying you can't take a vaccine. You have anaphylactic shock. You have autoimmune disorders. You have everything. You've got all the propaganda, all the garbage. Now there's a thing called Moderna arm where you get really, really sick and your arm almost basically falls off. But look at this really big news right here. Bloomberg op-ed, we must start planning for a pandemic that's permanent. The lockdowns never end. You are non-essential. Your small restaurant never opens, but all the big restaurants are allowed to open. All the big box stores, and we put up with our own destruction. Supreme Court judge expects people will be forced to wear masks, stay at home for 10 years. And that is the Supreme Court judge, Lord Somerton. We'll play a clip of him in a moment, but why is this important? Because everything you see in Australia, everything you see in Canada, and everything you see in Europe, everything you see in the UK is because they have total election fraud over there and the people can't get out from under the tyranny. And so you're seeing actually what the end game plan is or the next phase. But you don't see that in Texas or South Dakota or Florida or other areas because they know they've done psychological tests. They've done studies at Yale and other places before this, knowing what regions will put up with what. We've been all studied very, very closely by this evil anti-human force that looks at us like we're little creatures in a petri dish and that are just in its way. And so here we're given the first phases, and then they tighten it down, and then they know that that'll build political resistance with the people, with the legislatures, with the courts, so they reduce it by 80%. Then any political resistance fades away. 6 months later, a year later, they clamp it back down. When major resistance forms, they release it 60%. Then they clamp down again. Next time they release it, 40%. Then they clamp down again. Next time they release it, 10%. But because you feel like you're getting out of it each time, because you're only living in the day, the week, the year, you have a short attention span, I do as well, well then once they take the restrictions partially off, you accept the straitjacket that's on, you accept the handcuffs because they've loosened them up a bit. And so this is all psychological warfare. As long as you realize you're being taken over, as long as you realize it's a globalist program, as long as you realize it's a trap and only gets worse when you submit, then you start not complying. You start resisting. You start educating others. You start saying no. But they've got us so isolated and so atomized and so selfish on average that people think it's weird. Especially in New York or the big cities in California or places like that. When you actually warn people and say, hey, did you know the vaccine doesn't protect you? Oh, shut up. I just want to be able to get back to normal. Well, actually, they're not going to let you get back to normal. Oh, shut up. Told them that 6 months ago. Told them that a year ago. Now it's all admitted. And the same people go, I don't want to hear it. Because they don't want to hear they got conned. There's an old saying, you can't con an honest man. But you can con people that are lazy and self-centered and demonic. And so they like wearing masks. They like feel like they're good and you're not. They like the fraud of it. They like the dress up of it. They are spiritually unconscious at the bare minimum. And then you go down the ladder from there into hell itself and total psychotic behavior. There was a big Fox News article on it, the center of the crew, I forgot, on the front page of Fox, that John Wayne Gacy, you know, liked to dress up like a clown and tortured at least 35 young men and boys to death, raping them. He told the police officers that have now spoken out for the first time in the documentary that he enjoyed the power of having them beg for their lives while he raped them over several days and tortured them, and he felt like he was sucking their essence out. Yeah, like it, the clown. That's who these people are, and all of this is about oppressing you and hurting you and doing bad things. And because you're not like those people, you think, oh, no one's doing this. There's not really all these bad people out there, because you are projecting your own lack of desire to commit evil onto other people, and that's very, very foolish. Oh, you're fear-mongering. But I'm not. And I was reading this morning that article about John Wayne Gacy, how he enjoyed the power of death was the headline. Just go to FoxNews.com and type in John Wayne Gacy or power of death or just death. It'll come up for you. And I wanted to read that later and then maybe put Bill Gates to the videos. Because when they describe the power he wanted, the control, the luring the people, the setting him up, that's what this whole medicalization, medical tyranny, globalist program is. And I'm going to cover that as well. So there's that stack of news and information. Then there's something that gets me even madder. Because it's just so out in the open and it's so outrageous, and I'll cover it next segment. And that's the massive human smuggling and trafficking of children into Democrat arms, where Democrat families that are signed up with these refugee center community groups, and the Muslims have it, all the big Christian churches have it, a lot of the big Jewish synagogues are heavily involved, and they have families that, and the churches take in up to 26 children apiece. And then the churches get taxpayer money for this. Then they launder the money, the synagogues, the churches, the mosque. The Catholic Church is big as well. They launder that money back in the Democratic Party. And that's how Project Veritas, you know, 9 years ago, could just walk right into multiple Democrat facilities and say, I've got kidnapped girls for sex slavery. And they're like, fantastic, let's put them to work right now. We're ready to help you out, get you a place, run those whores. Just make sure you pay your local taxes or they'll shut us down. And he's dressed up in a pimp outfit with a girl he says is, you know, 13 or 14. They're like, get that whore to work. That's who they are, and they mean business. They are an organized crime wall. And, of course, they're taking down the Internet and taking our systems and censoring us. And the New York Times is called now for actually censoring URLs. I told you that was coming. Now they're going to block it at the IP level. That's coming up. They say Jones is a Nazi. The only thing I see acting like Nazis is the left. overrun with illegals, California allows foster parents to house up to 26 unaccompanied minors as young as 1 year old, just kidnapped, drug across the border, and handed over to these random homes, and they just disappear into that hell hole. Big business. And I'm not saying all foster parents are bad, but for most of them, it's a business. And, you know, you thought old-fashioned orphanages were bad. I mean, we're talking kids sleeping 8, 9, 10 to a room. And we're talking getting a couple hot dogs a day, maybe some cereal if they're lucky. And I told you about this weekend. I told you when I was a carpet cleaner for a summer that I couldn't do it anymore because I was like, what is this? Oh, it's a foster house. And it's like all these dirty mattresses and babies, and there's like one fat pedophile-looking gay dude. And I mean, it's just like, what the hell's going on here? And we all know it's just the harvesting of our children. All right, anyways, well, then they get a lot of that fresh meat out of Latin America. And whoo, a lot of them end up dead in satanic rituals. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jones, your host. Here's what everybody needs to know, and I know you know this, but we need to have this up front in our minds. The left does not have the moral authority. They are the most evil, selfish, manipulating, conniving, lying people on earth. They use psychiatry and psychology to control us and manipulate us. It is all on record, even mainstream news, that for decades they've been studying how to use fear of a pandemic to bring in an authoritarian society, and it's in Operation Lockstep, and it's in Event 201, and it's in Crimson Contagion, and it's all there. And now Schwab and all of them admit that they're doing this on purpose, it's permanent, and that they've taken over, and isn't it good we're saving the earth by starving the third world to death and then flooding us with the third world, who they then exploit at massive levels. The globalists set up the third world to exploit people. And the UN's biggest business is sex traffic. Look it up. They're famous for it. Industrial level. Millions of women and children a year. And these demons that inhabit these humanoids or whatever they are, literally are killing women and children on a mass scale, and they put them in acid baths, ladies and gentlemen, after they're done raping them and torturing them. When you see John Wayne Gacy and people, they're nothing. They're just private operators of this cult. If you don't know about the UN and its giant sex slave trade, just type in UN sex slavery, UN child kidnapping. It's unbelievable. They've done it in over 100 nations, tortured and kidnapped children. And, of course, the Clintons are heavily involved in their foundation. And their foundation head was caught smuggling children out of Haiti that disappeared. You know, they say we're going to have kids, 5 and 6, waiting for you in the hot tub. They're ready to service you, but they are kids. So they may not, you know, follow every order. That's in the WikiLeaks. That's real. And why? Do they like the open borders? Because it's children, they can disappear in mass. So roll some of that footage just for TV viewers that Drew Hernandez got. That was just when he was there. And it's like a dozen people come across with a bunch of little kids, like 2-3-year-old toddlers, little girls, like she's about 3, and she's just toddling over into the U.S. border, and it just disappears into some rat hole nest. Might go to a nice family, probably won't. Definitely will be neglected. And then Biden yesterday, they're trying to find the clip because I saw it when Owen was re-airing the press conference yesterday afternoon. And I meant to go tell a crew member, but it's somewhere in there. And they bring up human smuggling and trafficking. And Biden like looks down and snarls when they say human trafficking and smiles with a demonic smile. And man, you really see his demon face there. He gets very excited, like Governor Newsom and others, when they talk about sex trafficking and children and lockdowns. And I mean, these are just evil people. Look at Brian Stelter. They're dancing on our graves. And fresh meat is just pouring across. Many of them kidnap children. And Psaki says, bring kids. We'll let you in. So here it is. Overrun with illegals, even the Daily Mail's reporting on this. California allows foster parents to have 26 unaccompanied minors per home. Good social workers, good families. I'm not saying they're all bad. It's just that it's a corrupt industry. It's protected. It's overrun with sexual abuse. It's where the predators go. Just like so many family court judges, so many judges get caught running pedophile rings. Just last week, two of them got busted. All Democrats, LGBT leaders. And it's because they're ringleaders, just like Sandusky. And so they collapsed the third world. Oh, and I love Biden yesterday. He goes, Trump, this is the next clip I want. He said, Trump is killing people and making them starve to death over the border. It was the lockdown that more than tripled the amount of starvation. That's not even debated. So the globalists do this. Trump tries to stop it partially. He's certainly not perfect. And then now it's his fault. Lie upon lie upon lie. So here's part of the voicemail. You can see the whole thing if you want. Well, listen to the whole thing at InfoWars.com. With them saying we need up to 26 children per house. Here it is.
This is an emergency message.
Please respond to this urgent message from the Community Care Licensing Division. CCLD would like to know how many available beds you have to serve additional youth. To confirm your receipt of this message, please call.
And on the side it says up to 26 children. Full reports at InfoWars.com. You need to share it. Investigative journalists, reports on southern border, Dems empowering human traffickers. That's because they are human traffickers. Just type in the Senate report, even the Washington Post. Obama knowingly placed small children, including babies, with known human traffickers and sex offenders by the tens of thousands. Truly incredible. And this is Biden with a cheat sheet with the photos of the reporters, their names, who to go to, who to not go to, and then how to respond to each thing. And he still could barely even talk. Let's play, though, a few minutes here of a report from a few years ago of a woman saying, I got 17 kids. You got to take care of them. So we have this welfare system against a woman to have 17 kids. And then she wants everybody to pay for it. She's so entitled. And then now you've got the whole world saying, hey, we're just dropping our kids off in America. They do the same crap in Europe. They call children 25, 30-year-old Muslim men. And then they put them in schools with middle school and high school girls and tell the girls to have sex with them in PSA videos. I've played them. This is the raping of the West, folks. This is just diabolical, satanic vandalism. You say, why would a Satanist want to have a 2-year-old girl and just pull her eyeballs out with pliers and rip her teeth out and put cigarettes out on her and gang rape her till her guts are hanging out? I'm sorry, that's what they like to do. Because it's about their selfishness and the evil they're into, and there's no bottom to it. Well, they're doing it to America and the world and our churches. They burned down the Notre Dame Cathedral. They want to kill everybody. You got ISIS running around eating hearts and all this crap. This is what happens when God leaves, when we kick God out. All hell breaks loose in every damn case in history. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play this newscast with the woman said, I got 17 kids to take care of. Everybody laughed at her and said it was horrible. Well, what does the UN say? How do they collapse the third world? Bring everybody up here. We're going to pay for it. They're going to organize them into a kept group they control. They're going to exploit them. They're going to skim money off the top and put them all on welfare. That's how the scam works. Separately, there is only 5 days left in this. It will end next Wednesday. That is Thursday morning. The free shipping on the mega blowout sale has to end because so much of this stuff at these prices is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want Rain Force Plus, it's back in stock, 50% off free shipping, it's there. If you want Living Defense to flush out all the parasites and garbage, people love it. 50 next level probiotic, beyond probiotics, 50% off plus free shipping. That will end next Wednesday. There's also all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and take advantage of that. All the Emrix essentials, the organic shampoo, the body wash, all of it, the hand sanitizer and 3 great organic essential oil scents, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, free shipping. There's more than a dozen items I didn't list, and that deal will end next Wednesday, and your funding of us is critical, so thank you for taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrix Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce plus Nootropic back in stock is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Ago, 40 years ago, Nike was bad because they had sweatshops in places like Indonesia where people worked 12 hours a day for very low wages. And that's not a good thing. People should be aware of that. But they weren't slaves. Well, now Nike has been critical and said, you know, we really shouldn't buy components for major world companies that are from Uyghurs and Buddhists and Christians in giant slave camps that the State Department, everybody admits, are operating. The footage has come out. There's been the Australian government's documented. The Chinese don't even really deny it. And so that's blown up as a big story because China is boycotting Nike, H&M, Burberry, and others for a backlash and boycotts in China over stance on Uyghur treatment. So again, if we don't value other people's lives, no one's going to value ours. If we don't value unborn babies' lives, no one's going to value our lives. If we don't value already born babies' lives, no one's going to care about ours. And if we don't care that they're exploiting and collapsing and starving. Hundreds of millions of people are now on the verge of starvation. The UN admits that. But they're the ones that ran the global lockdown. They're the ones that said do it, and it's still locked down in most of the world. And the shutting down of our economy, when you've got one-crop economies in places in Africa where the whole country operates off of flowers shipped to the United States and Europe. There's four or five African countries that their main crop is just flowers that are put on airplanes in carbon dioxide packages and shipped up here to your grocery stores and to your florist. Hey, if you're a florist here and lost your job, you just have to get another job. You lose your job at a flower farm in Africa, you go home, you don't get food, you shrivel up, you die of malnutrition. And the people just go home and they die, and their kids starve to death. And the left's like, well, there are too many people. Exactly. From their perspective, they're just getting rid of the unwashed masses. So don't believe them when they tell you they want you to take a vaccine or they want to do all these things because they care about you. Remember? LeBron James says, oh, my gosh, America's a racist country. Colin Kaepernick, it's evil, it's bad, it's terrible. We need reparations for slavery 170 years ago. But when people said, hey, what about China and its slave camps? And what about how they're censoring the NBA? He said, everybody needs to shut up and not criticize China. And all those other NBA individuals came out and joined in kissing the communist dictatorship's butt. So I hammer this a lot. But if we let them kill the third world and then use who's left to overthrow us, we're idiots. And it's a very, very simple equation. Everyone is being exploited. We need to build up the third world and build ourselves up, not lower ourselves to a third world level because the globalists told us that was a moral thing to do. Well, they all live and have hundreds of billions of dollars in their bank accounts and in giant palatial mansions and helicopters and jets and medicine. And all that's great. Everybody can end up having that in the future. Watch. With unlimited energy and all the things we have. Except they don't want you to have it. And that's what feudal lords always do. They don't want you to have a car or to have a decent house or go on vacation. They say that. That's all going. They don't want you to even be able to eat meat. But Bill Gates is going to be the biggest owner of farmland. You shouldn't be able to own a farm, but Bill Gates is the biggest owner of farmland. This is the soulness of this. So the woke crowd of LeBron James worth $500 million can bitch about how much America sucks to make himself feel good about being such a superstar in a communist superstate that's killed five times what Adolf Hitler did. And that's all Apple and Google and Facebook and any of them do, is they tell you how bad you are all day, and they, you know, ban Dumbo, and they put all these restrictions out there and tell you that language is evil. So we all turn against each other while they run away with the breakaway civilization and all stolen technology, everything else for themselves. And now, why I love AP called up today, and they're like, Yeah, they're looking at arresting you anytime. What do you think about that? Oh, I just went in the corner and crapped my britches. You people have signed on to complete satanic world government takeover, and you're worried about how I'm feeling? You're worried I'm scared? You have any idea you're going to be torn limb from limb by this? You have any idea what you've released? You have any idea what you've done, you dumb bastards? You are summoning Satan, and Satan is going to destroy your dumb ass. You think Satan just wants to feed on babies and old people? Satan wants you. Oh, sorry. Here, let's get back to the news. Oh, AstraZeneca and Pfizer ask India for emergency use COVID-19 vaccine authorization. Oh, and it's God said it. It's the Wall Street Journal. Oh, you want the sources. Said, hey, you didn't even do animal testing. We see everybody dying in your countries. What the hell are you doing? You can't have this here. Do you hear that in the media, that the mRNA vaccine's banned in India? Do you hear in our media any of that? Oh, no, you hear, oh, it's all perfect. No one ever got hurt. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, yeah, it's like 5% of nursing homes are dying within hours of taking it. They're mass murdering people all around where I'm sitting. Nursing homes are all over the place. You think God is going to let us do this type of stuff? Because I'm going to tell you, Christ said killing babies, you're my big enemy. But let me tell you, it also says you mess with the elderly man, the elders, you get cursed. And I mean, what do you think Schumer's doing? He knows he's cursing us. He's tricking us. He's a high priest into committing satanic operations to lower our shield so he can release the horde on us. Oh, Alex, the left is suing you. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, they might send people to kill you. Oh, I'm so scared now. Don't fear who he can kill. The body. Fear he can kill the soul. This is metaphysical, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sorry. I only covered one article in this segment. I have like hundreds more. Would you like me to continue? Exclusive. India wants Pfizer to do local studies before approval. Reuters. But they didn't do it, so it's kicked out of the country. But I mean, Mark Zuckerberg said no one got sick. Mark Zuckerberg says if you criticize it in any way, and you're Robert Kennedy Jr., and you file a huge report showing all these top scientists, well, you can't do that. I mean, he's Mark Zuckerberg. He's God. He works for Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates gets to do what he wants. These are the God men. They're above us. They're willing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Investigation. They do. I'm threatening violence. We talk about fighting.
All right.
I'm scanning the scene of the city tonight. Good stuff. I listened to this when I was 10 years old. I always seemed to win those sporting events when I would listen to this program. All right, that's enough of that kill 'em all music. I want to politically kill ideas that are fraudulent. But I don't want to do it through censorship. I can do it through being able to meet them on the field. But they don't want to face that. Because they're weak. That's why they thought they would join with evil to get power. But instead they just got more weakness and more enslavement. All right, here's what's going on. I hit the big COVID stack, only part of it. And, I mean, I knew all this was coming. I knew they dropped the hammer. I knew they'd go into world government sometime around 2020. They said they would. They always follow their operations. And now we're just in cuckoo land. I mean, 10 million plus people starved to death last year because of what they did. They're imploding the third world. I'm not even against all these poor people flooding in because the globalists shut them down. The problem is they're going to use them as a weapon against us to bankrupt us. I mean, this is just biblical. I mean, we are like, it's kind of like you're not scared once you're in a really rough fight. You're just in the fight. Or like you're in a really bad car wreck and you're rolling a car. And it's like, holy hell, I'm in a car. It's rolling down a cliff, you know? One time I, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all insane. And we're in it now. It's not like the New World Order's coming and we're warning about it. We're in it. And, you know, I have some globalists come by and some people, they're emissaries. I'm like, Jones, you know, you're a smart guy. Why don't you join us and help guide things from the inside? You know, you'll do a better job if you just work with us. And I'm like, give me a break. That's not how this works. And I look at these people and I say, you got kids. You got children. You really think you're going to protect them going along with this? And they look at you with that scared face because you're not going to protect your family going along with this. Everybody knows. Yes, the coronavirus lockdown is killing the global economy. Not coronavirus. It's all a hoax. The same number of people roughly died last year, died the year before. Tell people that. Speak up at the grocery store. Stand up like the grocery store owner in Florida, in Naples. If you don't, we lose everything. I have family ask me, why do you talk to everybody at the restaurant or a grocery store or at the mall? And I'm like, because the enemy wants to silence us. The enemy wants us to not talk. So when I talk to somebody in a restaurant or a grocery store or at a park or on the street or the Greenbelt or at church, that's more important. And I should be demanding to get up in front of the church and speak. I should be calling into talk radio. I should be exhausting every element I've got before war. Because they're already at war with you. I mean, let me tell you, we've looked at these mRNA vaccines. And they go from horrible to absolutely nightmarish. I mean, that's why all the scientists that are top scientists go, we don't know what they're doing, but it looks like it sterilizes you. It looks like it gives you cancer. It looks like it shuts down your immune system at the same time, jacking it all up and screwing you up. This is a haunted house of bad side effects because they're not side effects. They are primary weapons that are binary in that when your normal body goes through different fluctuations, it then manipulates and triggers different events, cytokine storms, you name it. And boys and girls, if you don't know what these things mean, you better learn because they say you're not getting on a bus or having a car or on an airplane or having a job when they're done. And they're just like, oh, don't worry, you know, we're just phasing it in. And it's all done incrementally. I will tell listeners this, though. Here's the good news. Things are not going to be boring. My mom did it again last night. It was my birthday. She wanted me over. I love her to death. And they brought up Sesame Street saying white people are racist and the kids can't leave their houses on Sesame Street. We've got the videos. They've got to stay inside because the COVID's going to kill them. I mean, it's so damn dystopic. And then like her mother died a few years ago at 92. And she's like, oh, I'm so glad she went ahead and died so we could not have her taken away from us. And I said, Mom, you see, they can't take her away. You could have gone and gotten her out. It's all color of law. But my mom goes, well, I'll be dead before all this happens. And I looked at her and I said, she did it again. She didn't even know 2 days ago I talked about her. She goes, I'll be dead by then. Well, look, my mom's a great person. She's really smart. But why would you have that attitude? You want to fix things for future generations. And look at that creepy-looking, weird Surgeon General injecting Elmo with the fake vaccine, just like they do at the Golden Globes and all the rest of that, where they come up, thanks, I want to get rid of this American system. That what really happened there is America went and stole all that wealth. No, America created the industries that created the wealth. That's the American system. And that's why the mercantile and communist systems and elite systems and crony capitalist systems see it as anathema. That's why they can't make cars or spaceships in Cuba. But they were prosperous before because communism is designed to put you in a dark age. Even the idea of American freedom, only a small portion of freedom do we ever actually exercise, created more wealth than all the world combined. And now it's being siphoned off into the New World Order. We're being sabotaged by design. Populism is being destroyed, and it's being done deliberately, and that's the ultimate sin of this. And you've got all these leftists that have gone to colleges now who know this and want to preside over the takeover because they're evil. But the average schmuck with 2 or 3 degrees that works for the globalists will have nothing at the end of this. They're fools. But they love being patted on the head by the establishment. The average Democrat knows that they are part of the establishment. They know they're minions of the elite. They are not the resistance. They are the establishment, and it is truly disgusting. Here, let's, it all blurs. I've seen this clip so many times. I'm turning into Joe Biden. Let's play the clip of the reporter talking about how moral and good he is. Compare this to how they treated Trump.
Mr. President, you've said over and over again that immigrants shouldn't come to this country right now. This isn't the time to come. That message is not being received. Instead, the perception of you that got you elected as a moral, decent man is the reason why a lot of immigrants are coming to this country and entrusting you with unaccompanied minors.
Right, that's enough.
How do you resolve
the part where he's a moral, decent Chi-Com agent? That's that same lady that used to just savage Trump viciously with all of her fake moral consternation. It's disgusting. All right, it's now in the Washington Post, the New York Times, everywhere. Well, these sound like InfoWars headlines from 20 years ago. The everyday chemical that might be leading us to our extinction. Oh, I'm sure the globalists aren't involved in that. And it's all done by design. We're going to be laying all that out. And then, oh, study, chemical that causes penises to shrink found in face masks. How convenient. Oh, and here's a funny meme we saw out there. Biden will never get my guns. I keep them upstairs. So there you go. I'm going to tell you about medicalization, what that term really means, and some studies associated with it. Really the key to the whole COVID takeover and the key to defeating it. Then we'll open the phones up and take your calls. And we've got so much more. The former CDC director now confirms what Dr. Francis Boyle said 13 months ago here, that it came out of the Wuhan lab. That's Forbes. Former CDC director tells CNN he believes coronavirus escaped from a lab in Wuhan. But see, back when Trump was saying that, oh, he's a big liar because it was about bringing America down. Now the globalists are back to fighting with China. And hey, respect us, China. And they don't respect the globalists. So now the globalists are going, oh, you're behind the COVID now. Because they're getting bitch slapped by Xi Jinping. They weren't cool enough to run the country and build it up because they got the small pee-pee syndrome. They've got the chicken, you know what, crap dimension where they just want to run it in the ground. Just like they want to kidnap your kids and torture the hell out of them. And you're like, why would you want to do that? Because they're scum. Because they're evil. Because they don't like good things. They want to watch the world burn. And if you let them burn it, they will. Bunch of psycho scum running things. Hour number two straight ahead. Please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're fit.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale.